Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's that Doppler thing you got there?
Nothing on the Doppler unit yet.
Oh, that's a fancy Doppler you got there, Paul.
Yeah, you like my bright, shiny Doppler? Yeah. Okay, thank you. Very proud of the Doppler, and which I did not invent. There was a rumor going around years ago, and it might have been Tom Bernard over at KQ. I don't know where it came from, but it got repeated, and people still come up to me, DJ, and thank me for Doppler radar. And, you know, I used to explain, hey, look, no, it was not Doppler. I invented three-dimensional TV weather graphics and sold that. But now I've gotten to the point where I just say, well, you're welcome. And
you just take credit, go for it, yeah.
It's just easier because I just don't have the energy to explain. But, Doppler is great, but it's nice getting reports from human beings on the ground who know what they're looking at and having that ground truth. So thank you to everybody who texted in today with reports, quarter size, golf ball size hail, and some reports of half dollar size. I'm seeing 2-inch diameter hail out near Hastings and Hudson. That's significant. That can cause damage, especially if there's any kind of wind pushing those hailstones along. So I'm sure the roofing contractors will be out in full force in the coming days. Hey, you want our new roof? Yeah, insurance will pay for it. Come on. You know, just buyer beware. Be careful. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Again, we're tracking that severe storm just southeast of, it's staying east of Lakeville. I think it's going to stay south of Inver Grove and south of Eagan. But Vermilion, Hastings, getting some pretty good hail right now with these storms. So is Northfield. We'll keep you up to date.
Paul,
Well,
let me ask one question.
What?
Okay, so you recommended that people in certain areas, the hail's coming, and take cover and take, you know, precaution. What does that mean in a hailstorm? I think we all know when the tornado sirens go off, you go to a windowless room in the lowest level, and we hear that a lot. But when the big hailstorm is coming, which it is for, you know, some people in Minnesota today, where do you go? What do you do?
I struggle with that because it becomes every man for himself, right? Hey, I found a bridge underpass. I'm gonna park under here. I'm gonna protect my car, and everybody behind me is a sitting duck. First come, first serve. I don't know. There really is nothing you can do unless you can duck into a garage, a parking ramp. I don't have a great answer or a solution for that. We need hail-proof cars. Every threat is an opportunity. And I keep wondering, why doesn't 3M come up with a special film you can put on your vehicle that lowers the risk of hail damage? So it just, the hail kind of slides off. See, some entrepreneur is going to figure that out and make a boatload of money. I don't have a great answer to that. I really don't. I wish I did. But yeah, it's a problem. It's a problem. So, real quick, couple of things I noticed today in the news. Sweden and Finland are expediting their membership to NATO. And today, the United States, specifically National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, warned Russia that U.S. and European allies will not tolerate any aggression against Finland or Sweden while NATO applications are under consideration. So drawing a little bit of a line in the sand there. Joe Biden, President Biden, has invoked the Defense Production Act to try to get more baby formula. Companies that supply materials to formula manufacturers will be required to fill those orders ahead of other customers. And by the way, Nestle, thank you, Nestle, flying baby formula supplies to the U.S. from Europe. We're getting help from our friends in Europe. They're actually sending us some of their baby formula. I didn't know this. Two-thirds of American babies, and I've seen numbers as high as 3 out of 4, rely on formula, at least in part, in the first 6 months of life. A couple of other things that caught my eye here real quick. A third of people in the U.S. live in areas with high or medium levels of risk for COVID, and they should consider masking indoors based on their own COVID-19 risk, according to the CDC. But I think most of us, do you think we're at the point now where most people are like, well, I'm done. And if I catch it, I catch it.
Yeah, I think people have been there for months already, to be honest. And not that that's the right thing, and a lot of experts that we talk to and trust would say it's not, but I think that's where most of us are.
DJ, more than 4,000 Minnesota lives could have been saved had they gotten the vaccine, according to a new analysis. 4,000 lives. 7,300 people have died in Minnesota since vaccines were released from COVID-19. But according to MDH, about 75% of Minnesotans over the age of 16 have completed their vaccine series. So it's moving in the right direction. I want to leave you with this. False advertising. McDonald's and Wendy's are being sued for falsely advertising the size of their burgers. These lawsuits, which follow a similar allegation against Burger King in March, claim the fast food chains use photographs of undercooked beef patties to make them appear larger than they really are. So in those slick TV ads, they're uncooked or undercooked. And that's so when you get the real thing, it tends to be smaller. Your results may vary. I just found that interesting. You know what else is interesting? Some of the incentives available to get you thinking about an electric vehicle. When we come back, a spokesperson from XL Energy with all the details. Next on CCO. Paul Douglas back with you, DJ producing Jordana. Here in spirit, she's at the Mayo Clinic. Please keep her in your prayers. She goes in for a bone marrow transplant next week, and very much top of mind. And we will pass on information as soon as we can. If there are any new developments, you'll hear about it right away, right here on CCO. And thank you for supporting her, for holding her up. Appreciate all the listeners who've gone out of their way to be good human beings and to share their concerns and love. And that means a lot to me. I know it means the world to Jordana and her family. So here's a stat that caught my eye. Battery prices are plunging. In the last 10 years, the average cost of an EV battery has fallen by more than 80%. Just like, you know, computers are cheaper, TVs are cheaper. Technology generally, the more competition you have, the lower the prices. And that's the direction we're moving. And are EVs, electric vehicles, cheap enough for a lot of people? No. But the prices are coming down steadily over time. And it's good to be skeptical, but I tell people, just drive one. If you're skeptical, drive one, and you'll see why once you've driven an electric vehicle, something switches in your brain. It's pretty amazing. I had the good fortune to be at the Twin Cities Auto Show on Saturday. By the way, the auto show goes through Sunday. You still have a chance to drive, I think, 15 different EVs at the state fairgrounds. It's pretty cool, including an Audi e-tron. that is just unbelievable. I had a chance to moderate a special session on Saturday with a number of people talking about clean energy and the direction we're headed. One of them was Nadia El-Malak. She's the Area Vice President of Clean Transportation and Strategic Partnerships at Xcel Energy. And she joins us today on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hey, Nadia, welcome back.
Hi, great to talk to you. Pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you. So let me just get your take on this. People who are skeptical, what do you say to skeptics when it comes to EVs and even hybrids? And I'm sure you probably get people coming up and saying, well, it's still too expensive. It's a toy. And, you know, range anxiety. What happens if you run out, if your battery goes down to zero? How do you counter that?
Well, you did a great job, Paul, at the onset, and also just want to take a minute to echo what you said at the start of this. But back to electric vehicles, you're absolutely right. Just really, it's try it is what I can say. The ease, the convenience, being able to plug in for many folks at home at the equivalent of a dollar per gallon or less, right? The convenience in your home, if you fuel up, with our clean energy overnight during off-peak times for the grid, it's a great proposition. The ease, the convenience, the cost savings. So that's one. Over 80% of charging happens at home, and we're here at Xcel Energy to help make it an easy transition if folks decide that it's the right path for them. But electric vehicles are, they are now, we're seeing more and more used vehicles entering the market. There are still significant federal incentives. And as you noted, the price is coming down. So we're very focused on making sure that this is a transition that everyone can make when and if they're ready to purchase a car. But yeah, come check one out at the auto show. As you mentioned, we've got about 15 models come to the EV neighborhood and try one. They're also just super fun and super cool. I liken it to going from an old-fashioned landline to your smartphone.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. I like that. I will steal that. Thank you, Nadia, for mentioning that. So what's in it for Xcel? And what, if any, incentives is Xcel providing to try to accelerate the adoption of EVs?
No, we're really committed to the clean energy transition and have been leading in that space for some time in partnership in conjunction with our customers. And right now in the United States, the biggest source of emissions is the transportation sector. So with our clean, and it's getting cleaner every day, here in the upper Midwest, we are 50% carbon free, and that's going to be, over 80% by 2030. Anything you plug in, you're getting the benefit of that. So we really see great value, and really this is our next frontier to bring our clean, affordable energy to transportation. So that's why we're invested in this. And, customers are wanting it. We're seeing more and more interest. So we want to be there to help to make that transition easy. So a few things I'll note that we're doing. One is if you do decide to get an electric vehicle, we have a simple, easy program where we work with local electricians to install a charger in your garage for a low monthly fee of about $17. It's hassle-free. We cover the maintenance. So that's a program you can check out called EV Accelerate at Home. I mentioned that, this shouldn't be just a transition for certain folks. Really should be available, and we want to do our part to help everyone who wants to transition, whether it's a business or an individual, help them on that journey. So we've partnered with St. Paul and Minneapolis and a nonprofit rideshare called Our Car to launch a rideshare service called EV. It's EVIE. And, if you live in an apartment or you don't have a car, you can check out an EV with an affordable rideshare service. And there will be 70 spots across the Twin Cities when we're all done. And that was just officially announced about a week ago. So that's another way that we're partnering with the community to make electric vehicles easy and accessible to all.
Yeah. Range anxiety is still a concern. And look, when the wind chill is 20 below and you can charge up in your garage, it's a game changer. I don't miss fueling up at the gas station. I don't. I did that for many decades, and it was fun, but it's more fun plugging your vehicle in. And I realize it's something of a privilege to have a garage. Many people don't have garages. You touched on this, but can you touch on what can we do for people in apartments, condos, that don't necessarily have easy access? And do you think that as we add more chargers, that the range anxiety concerns will go down over time?
Yes, I do believe that's important. And it's
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
An area of focus for us for folks that live in an apartment or a condo, that is something we realized, gosh, several years ago, there's going to be a need here. And so our commission, our regulators approved a program. We launched it in December, and we had tremendous success with it to get chargers installed in buildings. So we're working with, various entities that have a building, an apartment building. They want to have that service for their tenants. I mean, it's really, it's the future. And We've already seen way more demand in that program straight out of the gate than ever expected, and we want to continue to grow that. We had over 50 applications in just a first round over a couple of weeks. So we're committed to helping folks who want charging in an apartment or a condo, helping them find a solution as well.
Very cool. Nadia El-Malik, Area VP. VP. I was about to promote you to president, but for now it's vice president. not sure you want those responsibilities, but I appreciate what XL Energy is doing and all of Minnesota Utilities moving in a clean energy direction. And it's because it's cheaper, right? I mean,
that's
more
right.
Nuclear, more solar, more wind on the grid. It's cheaper than coal and other fossil fuel sources, right?
Yeah, we are really seeing, you know, the transition to clean energy. We have been able to make this transition in a way that really helps us, you know, helps us keep rates affordable. And so you're right that this is a transition that can save our customers money, and that's why we're focused on it, plus deliver, as we talked about, you know, that cleaner air, which, you know, is good for all of us.
Absolutely. Fewer greenhouse gas emissions. Nadia El Malik, XL Energy, thank you so much for joining us on CCO.
Thank you, Paul, and I hope your listeners come check out the auto show. Really appreciate the time today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Nadia. A few show highlights when we come back on CCO. Don't go away. Okay, so if you've been to Bomstad Dental in Hopkins, you probably met two of the world's best, possibly the world's best, dental hygienists, Michaela and Elizabeth. I'm going to be going in next week, and they are so excited to see me. Maybe not. Look, they're both U of M grads. Michaela and Elizabeth are very good at what they do, and I take that from personal experience. They clean my teeth and Dr. Bomstad's teeth. They make my visits memorable. I actually look forward to going to the dentist. Who can say that? Hey, Michaela, Elizabeth, we're talking about you. Thank you for what you do. You are very good at what you do. Thank you for making the whole experience pleasant. In fact, it's because of Michaela, Elizabeth, and the entire Bomstad Dental team that patients love showing off their beautiful smiles so much. They make the whole process easy and enjoyable. Bomstad Dental in Hopkins is your friendly hometown dental office, helping families smiles for a lifetime. For an appointment and maybe an autograph with the world's best dental hygienist, Michaela and Elizabeth, call us 952-938-7746. Go online, bomstaddental.com. That's a good start. Okay. All right.
Who are you texting? Somebody was like trying to get a personal weather forecast during the break there. Who are you texting?
Well, my contact Mary out at the Twin Cities Auto Show. I'm trying to keep her up to date.
Yeah.
Cars and hail, not a great mix.
Yeah, I suppose. I didn't think about that, but they want to get them all sheltered if there's going to be hail.
Yeah, huh? As best they can, and they want to protect people and make sure that, you know, you can go into the grandstand area. Yeah. That's where I would hang out.
Yeah. I know we got to get some highlights, but speaking of our last conversation about EVs and charging, a delightful listener called in during that interview. And
delightful.
Yeah, all of our listeners are delightful.
Of course they are.
Brought up the point of how we're going to fund roads and bridges and infrastructure, because one of the main ways we do that is a gas tax. So if we, you know, in 20 years, I think we're going to have lots of EVs and, you know, maybe as many as gas-powered vehicles, and that's going to, you know, diminish that tax revenue that goes towards infrastructure. How will that be made up? What's the plan? Do you have any idea?
I can assure you the state of Minnesota gets their pound of flesh from me. I pay a surcharge for my tabs every year. I pay more than I would otherwise based on the value of the vehicle, the year, et cetera. So if you're an EV driver, they make it up. And you know, it's a significant amount.
Yeah.
So I'm paying my fair share when it comes to roads and bridges, which I use. And, you know, I should be – everybody should pay their fair share.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting that the math is a little different, though, because as a – you know – I have a gas-powered vehicle, which means I pay that tax, in a sense, per mile or per gallon of fuel, right? But you're just paying it once a year, whether you drive the car.
One lump sum every year.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
And I don't know how they calculate that, but it's significant. You know, I believe it's an extra $100 or $200. I don't know that for a fact, but they don't break it out. Maybe they should. Maybe I'm not paying attention, but yeah, we do pay a surcharge, and I still have gas-powered vehicles, so I'm still paying the gas tax there too. So thank you for joining us today. A couple of highlights. It has been another crazy spring for farmers in Minnesota. Kurt Burns, who lives in the Far West Metro, he farms in the Far West Metro, talked about how farmers are struggling just to get into their fields this spring.
Paul?
Yes.
Hold on, I lost that clip. This is really good radio. I can't find it. I save the clips in the same place
every
time. You
had one job.
I know. I had only one job.
Kurt is listening right now.
Do you want me to summarize what he said for you? Hold on.
Did you do your Kurt Burns imitation?
Oh, gosh.
Really? You're there playing Pac-Man. What are you doing there?
I don't know. Why can't I? It's not a good day.
You're gonna blame? Are you blaming the technology? Are you blaming your computer?
Yes.
Can't
yes.
find it, huh?
I am. Hold, give me a second. Babble okay, about some weather or hail or something. I'll find it.
Jeez. Okay. All right. Well, while DJ is searching for Kurt Burns' clip, let me just mention a couple of other things that caught my eye. Did you know that you can get bargains now on international travel? For some reason, international travel is down 20 to 40%. I think it has to do with the hassle of having to get a test, a COVID test, before you get back into the United States. So you can find deals for international travel. You can go to Europe cheaper than you could last year. But here in the U.S., airfare costs are up 33% in the last year. In case anybody asks, now you know. Did you find it?
Yeah, I found Kurt. You ready?
Yeah, I was ready.
This is great.
90
radio.
Seconds ago.
But, okay.
Go, Kurt.
We usually try to get into the fields by the last week of April, first week of May. So, yeah, I would say we're a good 3 weeks behind schedule. I have friends and clients that haven't turned a wheel yet in Kandy, Ohio County, Western Renville County. I have a niece that farms out in Clarkfield, Minnesota, out by Montevideo, that hasn't turned a wheel yet. So Western Minnesota, Southern Minnesota is really wet and struggling to get the crop in the ground.
So just to put that into perspective, Northern Minnesota has seen anywhere from 2 to 3 times the normal amount of rain in the last 60 days. I got that from Sven. Sven Sundgaard had a real nice post today and bring me the news. And lake water levels are up anywhere from 1 foot in the metro as high as 2, 3, 4 feet higher than last year. So the drought is over. That's the good news. Now we can't make the rain stop. It seems like it's either all or nothing. Hard to get it just right. Goldilocks. When we come back, some late night clips and a Mountain Dew warning. Stick around.
At least in one race everyone's talking about, the Republican nomination for Senate in Pennsylvania, which pits former hedge fund executive and customer asking the manager why the people at that table got their food first, David McCormick, against TV charlatan and winner of the Emmy for Outstanding Achievement in Self-Taxidermy, Dr. Mehmet Oz. Now, as of this taping... the race is a toss-up, with Dr. Oz getting 31.3% of the vote to McCormick's 31.1%. Wow, that's a nail-biter. That is stressful. And there is no better cure for stress than Dr. Oz's raspberry ketone and green coffee bean protein pancake mix. Side effects include stress.
Oh, Stephen. Really? Lay off those guys. Come on. Jimmy Kimmel was off, but his fill-in was kind of funny.
Welcome to Jimmy Kimmel Live. I'm your guest host, John Mulaney.
And I'm your other guest host, Andy Samberg.
Thank you so much. It is an honor and a favor to be here. I guess we should explain why we're hosting tonight. You remember how Jimmy said he didn't have COVID, but then he said he did have COVID? Well, he was right both times.
That's right. Jimmy has contracted COVID again for the second time in 3 weeks. And we're thinking they should probably change the name of the show to Jimmy Kimmel Alive.
Oh, jeez. Poor Jimmy. Poor Jimmy. And I thought of you, DJ, when I saw this.
Oh, yeah.
Mountain Dew warning. You can now buy boozy versions of the fluorescent beverage.
Oh, gee.
Yeah. Hard Mountain Dew hit local store shelves in Minnesota earlier this week. We are the sixth state in the union to get distribution of this drink.
Well,
a press release says the drink, which comes in original Baja Blast black cherry and watermelon flavors, quote, offers the same great taste of Mountain Dew, but with an added edge of 5% alcohol by volume. You going to try it?
I mean, possibly I would try it, but I mean, if there's a thing I don't need in my life, it's like two vices all tied up into one and packaged conveniently. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need that.
I think you need to try it. Open your mind.
I'll probably try it. Okay.
But here's the thing. Mountain Dew is a stimulant. Mm-hmm. When I do my road trips, I drink Mountain Dew. It keeps me awake.
Yeah.
Alcohol is a depressant.
Yeah.
So you got a stimulant and a depressant in one drink. It just, they cancel out.
Yeah, but it's the same thing as like a Yag Bomb or something like that. A lot of people do that.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. You don't need to.
Is that Jägermeister?
Yeah, and Red Bull.
Really? I have a lot to learn.
Yeah, I do.
Hey, we'll catch you tomorrow. Be safe out there. Cletus joining us from a field somewhere in southern Minnesota.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.